I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Tommy DePinto is currently a freshman at Chatham High School. He lives here in New Jersey with his parents, brother, and dog. He runs track and is looking forward to playing baseball later this year. Tommy enjoys talking with his friends and playing Xbox.
One time when I was 9, I went sledding with my brother and a friend. We brought a lot of different sleds. The only important ones to this story is a large blow-up tube and a normal sled. We tied a rope to the back of the tube and to the front of the sled. Great idea, right? Nothing could go wrong. The tube went down first, pulling me down the hill behind it. I picked up speed heading towards the jump. The tube left the ground and landed safely on the ground, but sadly that didn't prove true for me. My sled hit the pile and flew into the stratosphere. The tube had already landed and got back its speed after the jump, so it yanked the rope on my sled, pulling it towards the ground. I felt like I was in the air for eternity. It's one of those moments that you remember for the rest of your life. The sled had rolled to the right in midair, putting my right arm under me. Momentum carried me straight into the ground, making my clavicle, the extension of the collarbone to the shoulder, break on contact. Immediately, I recognized something was wrong with my arm because it reached 3 inches lower than it should have. I was rushed to the hospital, where I specifically remember a nurse continuing to poke my shoulder after I clearly expressed how much it hurt. The doctors then took x-rays and gave me the bad news. Broken. The injury stopped a lot in my life. I could not go to school because it was too hard to write and move around. The injury also made it hard for me to play sports at the time, like baseball. The pain made me temporarily stop doing a lot of things that I loved. However, in the end, it made me stronger. I learned to live with the pain. It seemed like every time I threw a ball, it hurt. Only recently has the pain faded, and all that remains are the memories. I remember going to my favorite hill and then afterward going to the friendlies nearby. I remember linking up all of our sleds and riding down with everyone else there. Most importantly, I remember the feeling of being with friends in good times. Me getting injured never stopped me from doing it again, no matter what my parents wanted. It had always been something that I loved to do. I believe in sledding. Sledding gives you the greatest feeling in the world when you're speeding down an icy hilltop. Sledding has become a tradition for my family, and we've gone every year.